Let's head up to Carlton now and have a chat with Senior Assistant Coach of the Carlton Football Club, John Barker. As Carlton in a sort of a mood to bring in some players with a bit of experience and no doubt holding the remaining picks and try and get some young talent. John Barker, their assistant coach, joins us now. Johnny, thank you very much for your time.
Evening, gents.
It is interesting time this. Carlton has certainly been active in trading and in sort of post-trade, pre-national draft. Just tell us a little bit about how the boys have fitted in with the sort of the pre-season training that's taken place at the moment, in particular the two boys from GWS.
Yeah, look, they've been really good, really good. Obviously, we've had a fairly substantial turnover of players in the last couple of years. Mick's identified probably a need to target a younger type of list, and Christian Jax is coming in. Obviously, he was a high draft pick for GWS, and our recruiting staff did a fair bit of work to get hold of him. But he's slotted in nicely. He's training very well, and you know we're hopeful that he has some good impact for us next year.
Bucks, do you see him playing as a key defender, as a third tall defender, and then eventually developing up to a key defender? How do you sort of see that role sort of progressing?
Yeah, look, defenders in the football, modern football, have to be fairly versatile. So, you know, you see the better defenders in teams that can take talls as well as mediums are the ones that are probably the most valuable. And KJ's, he's fairly versatile in the fact that he can play forward, he can play back. We see him being able to play on medium to large talls. Probably can't play on the absolute beast of the competition at this stage, but we see him developing towards that as his tenure at the Blues goes on. But at the moment, you know, we're just keen for him to get nice and fit over the pre-season and give him a really good look early next year.
Mark Wiley was obviously the other one that Tony was alluding to in regards to being the boys from the GWS, strong-bodied midfield. I like what I've seen of him. I haven't seen a lot of him. Obviously, we don't get that much opportunity to see the NAFL work, but I like what I've seen of him so far.
Yeah, look, he's a very good player, and he did a tagging job on Scott Pendlebury late in the year, and he's intensity and his intent to get the job done, I guess, stood out to our recruiters. And he's got a great character, great intent. He's training reasonably fiercely at the moment, and we're looking forward to him having some impact for us next year also.
I think that what you sort of said about Mick changing it up a little bit, I thought it worked beautifully for you last year. You brought Andreas Everett in, who's not as young as those other boys that we've spoken about, but then Sam Doherty as well. And both of those guys worked really, really well for you. So you've been able to add, really, I suppose, a middle layer that perhaps wasn't there.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's any brand new news that at some of our drafts we haven't been able to get as great a talent through the door in the last 4 or 5 years, and we've been able to do that in the last couple of trading periods by bringing those types of talented players through the door, like Sam Doherty. He performed outstandingly for us. He came off a really low base, didn't have much of a pre-season last year, had a few injury concerns that really restricted him, but I'm really looking forward to him having a big pre-season this year and seeing what impact he could also have there. And he's an exciting, very exciting young player. And Andreas Everett was unfortunately cut down with a PCL late in the season, but also had great impact for us.
Johnny, can you explain to our listeners how difficult this process is over that trade period? I'm going to speak about Brocky McLean and just getting squeezed out, but my gut feeling was with him that, gee, he might have been a chance, but all of a sudden you did that one deal where you virtually had three picks or three players coming in for one. You traded the pick seven away, you got a pick back for it, but then you got those other two boys in. That squeeze can make things change within a 24-hour differential.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of logistics and quite a number of permutations that occur in those days and those hours. Look, we've changed 12 over again this year, and I think it was 11 last year. I'm not sure there'd be too many clubs that'd be even close to that sort of turnover. And we're keen to get a super strong list in. And yeah, as you said, it's a numbers game. And if we feel we need certain things, and you get squeezed out, you get squeezed out. And it's unfortunate for Brock, because he's been a very good contributor to the club, super diligent on the track. And but as you know, player, these decisions aren't easy, but they're obviously made from what we feel is in the best interest of the club.
John, Matthew Dick, third round pick going back from sorry pal, third round pick coming back from the Swans, and he comes to you as a delisted free agent, very much like Tim Membry. Is it just lack of opportunity that stymied his progress?
Look, I believe so, Tony. I don't know quite enough about him just yet. He's training with real vigour and intent, which is always good to see. But, you know, for mine, there's a wait and see. They haven't seen enough of him play, but because of the kneeful, there's not much vision on the kneeful players.
Mm-hmm.
But our recruiters have obviously done their due diligence and think he can add and think that the Swans program, as he suggested, and their senior team, just so hard to break into that he might be able to add value to us.
Liam Jones is the interesting one for me. I've fought his battles for a couple of years now when Bulldog supporters...
Pinch.
Well, yeah, look, Bulldog supporters, you know, were so disappointed with him, but I always sat there and sort of said, if he was a third tall, would he be playing the game differently than him being the key man as he was at the Bulldogs? He'll probably get that opportunity with you guys.
Well, look, you're spot on. We just felt that he was doing the lion's share of the work at the Bulldogs. And, you know, without much tall support for various reasons, obviously given their list. But, you know, we feel like if he's played as a third tall and doesn't have to do as much roaming and working, you know, that he can really add value to our forward line. He's an explosive piece. He's got great hands. And, you know, we're pretty keen to give him some confidence and get him up and going early.
Look, the last one I want to ask you about is Matthew Kruser. I suppose I sat in the Richmond sort of side of things when, you know, was it going to be Kruser, Cochin, where did all that sort of sit? And those two boys were the standouts. By that far, it was ridiculous. Kruser just hasn't been able to get his body right at any stage. How are we looking? Are we any closer to being able to actually see the very, very best of Matthew Kruser on the park?
Well, look, I hope so. He's quite excited. It's surprising to think that he hasn't had a full pre-season in, I'm trying to think how many years it'd be now, 5 years maybe, in 6 years. And so at this stage, fingers crossed, he's going to get a full pre-season. We had a bike ride not too long ago, and he absolutely smashed everyone. So he's just one of those guys with a big tank. And we know how mobile and agile he was early in his career. We're hopeful that he can get his body right and be that same competitive beast with the agility and the big tank that's going to help us around the ground.
Great to talk. A wonderful update, John. Thank you very much for finding time for us this evening.
Absolute pleasure, gents.
Good on you. John Barker there, Senior Assistant Coach at the Carlton Football Club.